Hello, this is Kerry. Today I want to talk to you about emotional intelligence. Now understand, this topic is covered widely in colleges across the country, workplaces across the country, and is something that can take normally at least a class period, sometimes a half a day in communicating. I'm going to attempt to do it in about 5 minutes so that you can get the thought process down. And then really, if you're interested in it, really go more in depth. But it is so important because while traditionally we measure intelligence through IQ tests, a more important factor to success in life is your emotional intelligence. And the great thing about emotional intelligence is that it can be improved with individual focus and effort. IQ is very difficult to change. EQ, which is emotional quotient, can be changed through work over time. Work on yourself in terms of what you do, how you think, and how you are. So what is emotional intelligence? My own informal definition of this is your ability to get in tune with your own emotions and have a positive impact on people around you. I'm going to say it again. Your ability to get in tune with your own emotions and have a positive impact on people around you. A more formal definition and something that I want to talk about a little bit includes a combination of the following five characteristics. I'll talk a little bit on each of them. First one is self-awareness. Knowing your own strengths, your own weaknesses, your own emotions, your own values. But importantly, knowing how they impact others. So you're aware that they exist, but you're aware how they affect others. Second one, self-management. Having the ability to control your emotions and adapt to change. You may know a lot of smart people, but they can't control their emotions. They can't control their ups and downs. They can't control when they're angry, when they're upset. And they can't adapt to changes around them. Emotional intelligence includes self-management. A third one includes, and we talk about this a lot, at least in things that I've talked to you guys about, social skills. How to effectively manage. How do you do this? How do you effectively manage your relationships? That's your social skills. Relationships with workers, with friends, with relatives, people you don't know that well. How effectively do you manage those? A fourth one, which is really important, is empathy. Caring about other people's feelings and being open to their perspectives. So empathy means you get it. They matter. People matter. And their perspectives matter. As I go through, I've said four of them so far. The fifth one is motivation. But as I talk to these five, you know how you are in relationship to this. There's tests, by the way, you can take. That's why they call it emotional. There's emotional quotient tests, EQ, and you can find out what your EQ is. Motivation. How motivated are you to do things? And how effective are you at motivating others? Those are two different things. You may be great at motivating yourself, but how do you get others to be motivated? So these five things, think about it, self-awareness, knowing yourself, knowing how you impact others, self-management, having the ability to control yourself, adapt to others, their changes, social skills, how do you manage relationships, empathy, do you care, motivation, are you motivated, can you motivate others? Notice it has to do with yourself and others. Yourself and others. Some people may be good at themselves. Some people may be good at others. But the most emotionally intelligent people are adept at both of these together. Like most characteristic lists that you'll see, these are just words, okay, that I'm trying to put into some thoughts, but they need action to become effective. The more you take to heart and go in depth to figure out where you can improve, the better off you will be. The better. Your emotional intelligence. There are emotional intelligence tests you can take that will give you a good starting point on what you can improve, how you can improve, and what you can do to improve it. And there are books written that focus on how you develop these skills. Please make it a point to improve in this area, and you'll find you'll feel better about yourself and the personal and professional relationships you form. This is Kerry Siegel asking you to please not only take control of your money before it takes control of you, but also take control of your life before it takes control of you.